Cape Talk. A World View from London with Adam Gilchrist.
And the World View with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by OUTsurance. SMS out to 30674 now, and you could save on car insurance if you don't ask them for 500 Rand. Good morning, Adam Gilchrist. Let's start with the death of O.J. Simpson. Universally loved the juice and then loathed because of that 1995 criminal trial for the death and the murder of his ex-wife and her friend Ron Goldman.
Yes, it was like two sides, really, wasn't it? You know, Buffalo Bills running back who was sensational, and he was the face of many products. He then became an actor, stopped playing American football fairly early on, really. He was still in his 20s, I think, when he stopped. He was in a film that I really like from the 1970s, Capricorn One, and is a halfway decent actor and great fun in the Naked Gun films.
Yes.
And then it all changes in 1994, that car chase, and it's what going on there. I don't know if that was the start of 24/7 news coverage or whether it interrupted programs. I can't remember that aspect of it, but it was a biggie. I mean, it felt like the whole world was watching him being pursued down the highway for how long was it? A couple of hours by the police, until finally, he gave himself up, except he never admitted guilt and was ultimately found innocent by a jury of killing his partner, Nicola Brown, and her friend Ron Goldman. And the crucial bit in court, televised court, when he tried on the gloves that he was alleged to have used, and they clearly didn't fit, they were too big. But was that a calculated move? Because the civil case then found him guilty. And given that it was fresh off the back of the Rodney King case in LA, and those white police officers being found innocent of basically beating a black driver to death, the racial element of O.J. Simpson was that he was breaking down barriers like crazy as a football player and as an actor. And then in the trial, it was like black America thought he was innocent, white America thought he was guilty, and the divide just was right there. And I guess was there to the end, diagnosed with prostate cancer. We don't know if that's finally what got him, but he's passed away now at the age of 76, and still in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but I'm detecting quite a lot of negativity to the news of his death in America. It's difficult to mourn somebody who most people feel absolutely was a double murderer.
Adam, Hollywood Law, L-O-R-E, Hollywood Law says that James Cameron, the director of the Terminator series, had gotten a pitch to cast O.J. Simpson as the Terminator, a role that Arnold Schwarzenegger originally got, and James Cameron turned it down, apparently. This is the law, the myth, and he turned it down because he believed that no one would believe that O.J. Simpson could be a killer. And the role ultimately went to Arnold Schwarzenegger in the first Terminator movie.
Oh, they absolutely know what they're doing, don't they, those Hollywood film directors? Yeah, can you imagine the take on those films?
And then to Vietnam we go. Vietnam's big fraud trial. A billionaire faces the death penalty for fraud and corruption.
This has been a very high-profile trial in Vietnam, one of the greatest bank frauds actually in the world, let alone in Vietnam. So this is really about a whole bunch of people, but in particular, a 67-year-old property developer, a woman called Triong Mai Lan, who has been found guilty of looting one of Vietnam's largest banks over a period of 11 years. Now, she's basically been found guilty of taking $44 billion in loans, and more than half of it seemingly lost forever. Some has been found, some has been recouped, but there's an awful lot of money that will never be repaid. She stood trial along with 85 others. Amongst the 85 others, there have been some 15 and 20-year jail terms, but Triong Mai Lan has been sentenced to death at the court in Ho Chi Minh City. There were 10 state prosecutors, 200 lawyers involved, 104 boxes of evidence that weighed 6 tons. Those are big boxes. Truong Mai Lan and 13 others face the death penalty, but it appears to be just her ultimately. They take fraud pretty seriously in communist Vietnam, and the trial has been part of a whole campaign against fraud called Blazing Furnaces. It's been a biggie, but will she actually be put to death? Probably, but I wonder, because they will never get the money back if she is put to death.
And then finally, there was Mario Brothers, there was Donkey Kong, there was even a Pac-Man the movie, and now a new gaming film. Yes, it's Monopoly the movie.
Yeah, it's been said before, hasn't it? You know, have they run out of ideas in the film factory? Some of those you mentioned, yeah, based on, you think Transformers, based on a toy that, really? And there have been multiple Transformers movies, Tomb Raider, Mario, as you say, Cluedo, that was turned into a board game, again, turned into a film. G.I. Joe, it's just a doll. G.I. Jane, just a doll. Barbie, of course, it's just a doll. But look at the success of Barbie. Gran Turismo. I mean, there have been any number of these things. You think they couldn't possibly make a film of it. So Monopoly the movie, announced by Margot Robbie, star of Barbie's production company called Lucky Chap, along with Hasbro, the US toy company. And you slightly hesitate when that happens, but there again, Toy Story had the help of all sorts of toy companies, and Mattel, I think, in particular. And what a fabulous four films that produced. No word on plot or script of Monopoly the movie. You wonder if actors will play the parts of the dog, the iron, or the top hat. Who's your money on to be the old battleship or the old boot? I'm thinking Dame Maggie Smith might have a part to play in this film. It seems like a completely stupid, inane idea, but then weren't all those others, and some of them we rather like.
Now, wouldn't a Monopoly movie simply just be a reality style fly on the wall camera in the home of a working class family simply stressing out trying to pay their mortgage because the bank or the landlord is trying to foreclose on the house? Simply, that's what the game is.
Yes, and then cut to the neighbor who's building a hotel somewhere. Yeah, exactly. Could be that.
Adam Gilchrist, have a very good week, and I'll chat to you on Monday with The Worldview.